This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Nepal marks first anniversary of Gen Z movement. Good governance, corruption control and political accountability remain government priorities. President Ramchandra Paudel says citizens affected by the Bhotekoshi flood needs state support, urges international community to take concrete steps to ensure climate justice. Nepali Army to continue search and rescue operations until the tunnels of the hydropower projects are fully traversed. And Qatar calls for reopening of Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing regional tensions. Now the news in detail. The country is today observing the first anniversary of the historic Gen Z movement, which brought significant political and social change to the country. On Bhadra 23 of September 8 last year, thousands of Gen Z youths took the streets of Kathmandu, initially protesting restrictions on social media. The movement soon expanded into a wider campaign against corruption, nepotism, unemployment, inequality and poor governance. The September 8 and 9 protest led to the fall of then government and paved the way for a new administration with a six-month mandate to hold fresh elections. The government led by former Prime Minister Sushila Karki successfully conducted the March 5 election, in which the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP secured a sweeping victory. The present government led by Prime Minister Balendra Shah has placed good governance, corruption control, transparency, institutional reform, employment creation and equal opportunity at the center of its agenda. The government has reduced the number of federal ministries to 18, saving nearly 20 billion rupees annually. It has also expanded digital public services and merged or scrapped administrative structures to reduce cost and improve service delivery. The government has further moved to end the influence of political party-affiliated trade and student unions in public offices and universities. A public holiday has been declared today in memory and honor of those who lost their lives during the historic Gen Z movement. President Ramchandra Paudel has said that the citizens affected by the August 26th Bhotekoshi River flood in Raswa, who lost their homes, loved ones and livelihoods, are in deep distress and need the state's support and reassurance. Addressing the nation after returning to Kathmandu from his visit to Bhotekoshi flood-affected areas in Raswa and Nuwakot yesterday, the president said that complaints and demands of the victims be understood as a sign to solve the problems and not as criticism. The head of the state said the government is working to make all efforts for the rescue, search, relief, reconstruction and rehabilitation of flood victims more effective by coordinating with local authorities and all levels, bodies, structures and stakeholders of the state. The president urged the international community not only to listen to the voices of ecologically affected nations, including Nepal, but also to take concrete and effective steps to ensure climate justice to them. The Nepali Army asserted that it will continue with search and rescue operations inside tunnels of flood-damaged hydropower projects. The tunnels have been fully traversed or unless the government decides otherwise. Speaking at a press conference, Nepali Army spokesperson Raja Ram Basnet said this operation has been divided into three areas, air, ground and tunnel searches in coordination with other security agencies. The Nepali Army estimates that up to 121 people may be trapped inside tunnels of hydropower projects affected by the Bhotekoshi floods and has intensified efforts to locate and rescue them. 13,396 people have been rescued so far during the search and rescue operations in the affected areas since the flood hit the Bhotekoshi River in Raswa on the 26th of August. Among those rescued, 3,533 people are sheltered in 39 holding centers across Raswa, Nuwakot and Dhading. After the flood, so far the bodies of 1,355 people have been found, while 4,996 people are still missing. 587 foreign tourists from 34 countries have gone missing in the Bhotekoshi River floods in Raswa, according to the Department of Tourism. Meanwhile, the government has announced Secured Future Scholarship Plan of around 1 billion rupees for the education of students affected from Bhote Kosi floods. The Ministry of Education and Sports, in collaboration with the Umbrella Organization of Private School Operators, introduced this scheme with an objective of imparting free education to flood-affected students from early childhood development to grade 12. At a program organized at the ministry on Monday, Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel announced the scholarship program. The students will be given textbooks, school uniforms, educational materials and food and accommodation facility along with full, partial and residential scholarship. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal has urged all the three tiers of government to implement rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts in a way that makes the citizens feel the presence of the state in their lives. Following his inspection of the areas in Galchi in Dhading affected by the recent floods from the Bhote Kosi and subsequent Trisuli river systems, the speaker stressed that it is the first responsibility of the government to make the citizen feel the presence of the state during the disasters. Speaker Aryal said the government is coordinating to expedite rehabilitation of displaced families and stressed an effective one-door system for relief distribution among the three tiers of government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
फोनमा कुरा गर्दा आवाज स्पष्ट नआएर दिक्क लाग्छ
अब अनुभव गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम 4G भोल्टे
भोल्टे भोइस अफ एलटी अब तपाईँको हरेक कुरा खानी अझ स्पष्ट अझै जीवन्त
एचडी भोइस क्वालिटी सँग कम ब्याकग्राउन्ड नोइज र अल्ट्रा क्लियर आवाज
यस्तो अनुभव मानव तपाईँले कुरा गरिरहनु भएको व्यक्ति तपाईँको छेउमै हुनुहुन्छ
र अझ रमाइलो कुरा
फोनमा कुरा गर्दै गर्दा पनि चलाइरहनुहोस् 4G स्पीड इन्टरनेट
क्लियर कल्स र फास्ट इन्टरनेट एकै साथ
सेवा सुचारु गर्न आफ्नो फोनमा #444 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस् 4G बोल्टे
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of life and destruction caused by the devastating floods. Addressing the Australian Parliament, Prime Minister Albanese said Nepal is not alone in this difficult time and expressed solidarity with the country and its people as they continue to cope with the disaster.
On behalf of Australia, I express my deepest condolences to all Nepali people affected by this disaster. Today, as Nepal marks a National Day of Mourning, I want our Nepalese friends to know that they do not carry this burden alone. Our government is engaged with Australia's Nepali, Tibetan and Indian communities. Our thoughts are with them and all those affected by this disaster. I ask all Australians to hold on to hope and to pray. That spirit stands as a powerful reminder that no matter the scale of what we face it together and we face it with our shared spirit of humanity.
Australian Prime Minister Albanese also said he had spoken by telephone with Prime Minister Balendra Shah last Friday and conveyed his deep condolences on behalf of the Australian people. United Nations Resident Coordinator for Nepal, Leela Peters Yayai, has placed continued UN support for the recovery of communities affected by the Bhote Kosi floods. During a meeting with Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, yesterday, they discussed disaster recovery, climate justice, Himalayan protection and resilient development. Minister Chaudhary also highlighted the recent flood damage to agriculture and livestock and stressed the need to restore livelihoods, ensure food security and strengthen early warning systems. She sought stronger UN support for Nepal's mountain agenda and climate justice at the UN General Assembly and COP31. The UN resident coordinator pleased necessary coordination and support from UN for recovery and climate risk reduction. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Mohammed Al-Ansari has told U.S. media that opening the Strait of Hormuz is a priority as the world faces an industrial catastrophe if the crisis continues. According to the Al Jazeera, data from the Kepler shows that an average of 10 commodity-carrying ships passed through the strait each day over the past 10 days, the lowest level since May. Meanwhile, Brent crude oil prices rose to nearly $97 a barrel amid continued U.S.-Iran strikes in the waterway. In another development, Israeli forces have continued airstrikes in southern Lebanon. At least 16 people, including two infants, have reportedly been killed. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning are likely in some parts of the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in a few parts of the Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Many parts of the hilly regions across the country are also likely to receive moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning. Similarly, moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely in many parts of the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and in some areas of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali and the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Very heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal marks first anniversary of Gen Z movement. Good governance, corruption control and political accountability remain government priorities. President Ramchandra Podil says citizens affected by the Bhote Kosi flood need state support, urges international community to take concrete steps to ensure climate justice. Nepali army to continue search and rescue operations until the tunnels of the hydropower projects are fully traversed. And Qatar calls for reopening of Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing regional tensions. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.